Hey, welcome to We Want the Show. This is T. Martin Howell coming at you. And thank you so much for listening in. I want to give a shout out to Japan. We just picked you guys up. I don't know how, but I'm grateful. It's all amazing. Just for some stupid guy that's doing it out of his basement. Now, I talk to you guys a lot about love and hate and what's wrong with the world and yada yada, and a lot of things that I say are misinterpreted, I think. And this is what I wanted to talk about. I guess when I get the inclination to be as bold as to say things that I say, and I say them over this creative avenue, that I'm a coward. And I want to go ahead and say yes, absolutely. I am a coward. Just to stand in front of people and to say my words in front of everyone is not what I want to do. Am I afraid? I want to say deep down, yes. Deep down, of course, I'm afraid. Everyone is afraid. Or I could be wrong. I've given information that I feel that I've seen as truth. But as everyone knows, what you see is not always what you get. And I don't want to disrespect or disenfranchise anybody or anything that someone would feel wholeheartedly enough in, minus hate. I will not condone any acts, any decisions fueled by anything that would bring money for such disregard of the human condition. And with that, I want to talk about an awesome channel that I saw. And I'm not getting paid to do this. I really, because I mean, any of my listeners know I don't get paid at all. They've offered, but to take it would be working for someone else. And I'd rather just work for myself. And this is easy to do. To talk about my feelings, to talk about some, you know, I'm a dumb guy. Looking at dumb situations, sometimes haphazardly, but not always. I would like to say it's probably, you know what, I don't really want to, statistics say nothing. They really don't. I want to talk about the Impossible channel. I was watching the YouTube, and I saw this thing, the Impossible channel, and how this person is collected all these weird things that happen that people get on their phones. And you know, there's tons of disbelievers and believers. And to me, for some reason, I'm watching it. Now, this is just my opinion. And as I said before, I mean nothing. Absolutely nothing. I am the guy that gets his groceries and clips coupons like everyone else. But I saw things there that I know I have maybe witnessed before. Like one thing in particular that I have probably witnessed before, and I know I did, because I looked at my wife and I looked up to the sky and I said, I have never seen that before. Now, we didn't get our cameras out or anything. We didn't get our phones, and we're not those people. But I don't know much anymore about what is. I'm not saying that we live in a matrix, which is something that a gentleman back in the 60s created because he said that he had dreams of himself living or a past life or visions of himself living a past life. He's the guy who created Blade Runner and pretty much everything that science fiction was docketing on, with The Matrix and Minority Report and other books that he's written. Like, Do Computers Dream of Electric Sheep? It's one of those situations where I don't know right now what is happening, but here's a theory. Now, you can shut this off right now, but here's my theory. Brainwaves are what? Now, I believe in a consciousness. I believe in a consciousness that we all share. A consciousness that even when someone walks in a room, they said that they could feel something. Now, I believe those people because I've seen it. You walk into a room and someone's going to kill somebody. For some reason, one person is going to think something bad's about to happen. Now, it could be just coincidence, of course. Of course, it's always going to be coincidence until there's more. Now, in the day and age that we have, everyone looks to take camera of everything. Everybody wants a piece of look at what I'm looking at. And it's kind of crazy. It's kind of nuts. Now, there's a lot of stuff on there that the Impossible Channel that was easy. I'm like, no, that's CGI. That's easy. That's easy. That's easy. But then when you see other things, one in particular I was talking about, it scared me. And I don't think I'm going to watch that channel anymore. Because do we want to know? That's the point. Everyone thinks they want to know everything. Like, the government's not telling you everything and everything, you know. Honestly, do you really want to know everything? Because to be completely honest, if you knew everything, you'd probably be you'd live a horrible existence because you'd know. How could you be happy again? Ignorance is literally bliss. So why focus so much on the truth? I can tell you what the truth is. It's that everyone came from a mother and a father. Now, whether that father or mother stuck around, that's not for me to judge. I'm adopted. Mine didn't. But everyone, that's a truth. Might not be now, because I don't know, how many test tube babies there are. I have heard stories, but, they're just stories. How are we going to know who is what? It's impossible, but here's what we do know. The love we have for each other. The love, that's truth. That's an honest truth. And I'm going to spout it again. And I know I'm so anti-hate, but the hate you feel for people, it's actually not true at all. It's actually a lie. Hate is a lie. You hate because you were fear, or you hate because you wanted to do. And so that, I guarantee you, is a lie. But love, honest, truthful, not lust, but love that you feel for another person, that's always going to be true. Whether they like it, whether you like it, doesn't matter. Some people love people and they can't stand that they love them. Some people pretend to love people just so they get better ratings. or more, you know, you understand what I mean by that. But it's okay. It's okay. Life is life. And that's a truth. Things are going to happen. And none of it, besides yourself, is in your control. That's a truth. But watching this, what I saw on this channel on the YouTube, the Impossible channel, well, that scared me. Because I saw something very similar. And that scared me. Is it that we are living in a matrix? I don't think so. I don't think we're living in a matrix. Not at all. If the matrix is, it's so beyond us that we've already lost. If we are, we've already lost. Now, glitches in a universe. Now, this I kind of do get. Now, if you see a light, right, a star, how are you able to see that? It's billions of years old, dead, but you're still seeing it because the light travels that slow, correct? So, which is, they were talking about the string theory and how if they dig deeper and deeper, it's code. It's like computer code. Well, computer code is binary, right? And math is binary. I mean, it's 2 plus 2 is always going to equal 4. So there's another truth. Now, if that is the truth, that we are living in a multiverse, you know, like the DCs and the Marvels, Disney Marvels. Yeah, I don't really want to say Marvels anymore because I grew up with comic books and what I've seen on the big screen ain't the comic books. But it's all right. It's their own thing. It's Disney's Marvel. But it's the truth. Is it? Is the multiverse the truth? I have seen, me and my wife found this one thing that a girl was running down a field and then just disappeared. And the father went to prison for murder. And the mother didn't know what the hell happened. Because he didn't know what happened. Nothing. She just fell into the earth. I think that we as humans have a lot more energy than we think. Because we only use, 10% of our brains? We have more energy than we think. If positives are in the back of our mind, our subconscious, right, as per se, then you can walk into a room and you can feel the love. And that's a truth. You can walk into a room full of people just laughing and having a great time and you can feel the love. Not just see it, but feel it. Because that is something that a lot of humans don't understand that we have. Is a connection. All our brains are really connected. That's why you can tell if somebody's walking. If you're aware, if you're open, if you can see the world as a wonderful, beautiful place, you can definitely tell the darkness. And you can see it a mile away. Unfortunately, now the world is not so touchy-feely, hoity-toity. But then again, has it ever really been? But you can tell certain communities that are together and they work hard and they strive together. Because that is what life is. It's not one person. It's the world together. And that's a truth. I don't know. It's just something that I saw today and it made me think of it. made me think of interesting scenarios, which I'm a writer, so I write a bunch of stuff, and some of it gets published, some of it doesn't. No, I'm not going to tell you who I publish under, because it doesn't matter. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. I don't want you to like it because I wrote it, or hate it because I wrote it. Just, if you read it, I will feel blessed. I have no problem with staying humble. At all. I've used I a lot in this episode, and I want to apologize for that. I just felt it was necessary to talk about something I saw today that I've actually seen in real life, and I couldn't explain it. And it was on one of those, the Impossible Channels things, and I'm like, holy Moses, I've seen this. I have seen that. What is? I didn't know what the heck it was. It looked like a giant line through the sky. I'm like, how is that even possible? No, I do not think we live in a matrix. But I think we all have consciousness, and that we are all literally being literally brainwashed to where our eyes, because our eyes are only seeing, or they reflect things, because we see everything upside down, correct? And then it reflects back. Or do we see it normal and then it reflects upside down into our brain, into our cerebral cortex? And then we our brain uses all its power to differentiate what is what and where is where and who is who. What if you were able to find something that could mess with that brainwave on the level of consciousness? Now, that wouldn't be the Matrix. That would be a little bit more devious. But who knows? We just now know about the quantum computer. We just now know how far AI has come. How do we know anything? Why don't we just live? Everybody wants to be happy. If you live in a crappy-ass neighborhood and there's no way to get out, no way. There's a thing called the internet, and you can get on it. I know for a fact, because I did. No, I'm white. In the 90s. Which back then, didn't mean for shit. And I'm sorry. I know this is going to become very, very disrespectful to some people that want to find something wrong with everything. But in the 90s, we didn't give a shit about race. There were more white people trying to be black people than I have ever seen in my entire life. And that only happened in the 90s. Now, I'm not saying that black people are wrong at all. What I'm saying is that until we let hate go, it was called a WIGGER. That's what they called them back in the 90s. White kid that wanted to be, pretty fly for a white guy. And there's a couple other people that kind of made fun of the phenom that was what it was. Was it called miscultured appropriation? I remember back in the day, you ain't black, you ain't black. Oh, not me. I mean, I never did that, but you ain't black, you ain't black. Stop talking like it. And that was in the 90s. That was what, 30 years ago? Where is everything going? Everyone just wants to be the new justice of the social people. All right. Cool. Then we should all just get together and say, everyone talk however they want. Somebody else makes fun of you, don't say anything about it. Just pray for him. Just say, oh, Lord, that man needs Jesus. Or that man needs Allah. Or that man needs, or that woman needs, you know, it doesn't matter. Don't go on a tirade. Just say, hey, guy's a moron. Or girl's a moron. That's what, back in the 90s, that's what we called people. If you were an idiot, you were an idiot. We didn't use the N. We didn't use anything. What we did was we said, hey, this person's a moron. Stay away from them. They're stupid. But that was before the, you know, social medias. Because now you have tons of people that all they can do is just slam everyone online. Everyone. Okay. I pray for you. You are obviously not a happy person. You're not happy with your home life or your situation, or you are happy and this makes you happy, which makes you sociopathic. To tear other people down makes you happy. That's sociopathic. But I think that's what most people are now. Screw everybody else. Look at me. I saw a line in the sky. 30 minutes later, it was gone. Literal line. Never saw. It was in the clouds. Never saw anything like it in my entire life. And I always look up. Looked up and we're in the backyard with me and my wife and my kids. And I'm looking up. I'm like, honey, you ever seen something like that before? Never, ever saw anything like it. Not a jet stream. I mean, it was, the clouds looked like they had pulled into a line. And it was odd. It was strange and it was scary. So let's say that there are people watching us that are way more advanced. Do we really want to screw each other over at that moment? Or do we want to start working together, figure shit out together as a community, as a whole? This is T. Martin Howe. And hope you have a good night.